The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our silsila. It's called Huquq, the Right in Islam. And today we looking at and discussing the rights of a husband and a wife. And in the previous episode as well, we did discuss a bit about the duties of a husband and the rights of a husband and a wife. What are the rights of each other? How they're supposed to fulfill each other's rights, etc. Before we do so, let us hear the importance and the significance of reciting Durood Sharif, Salawatu Salam, upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It comes out from one narration of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam that if a person merely recites just a single Durood Sharif, just sending one Durood Sharif upon the beloved Master Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, what is the reward? Such a huge reward, subhanAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow upon such a person 10 rewards or 10 virtues for just merely reciting one Durood Sharif in honor of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So let us always increase in our sending of Durood and Salam upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well has encouraged us that he said, Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is even greater than his own action. So you see sometimes an action might seem that it's an ordinary, it's a basic action, it's just a trivial matter, but in the court of Allah, if that particular action is done to please and to gain the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, then it is high merit in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And sometimes an action is done, but outwardly it looks as noble, it looks righteous, but the intention behind it is not to gain the pleasure of Allah, is not to gain the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, then that such action has got more merit in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So the last point we discussed with regard to the 12 points that Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya gave to his son-in-law in relation to how he's supposed to fulfill the rights of his wife. One of it now, the 10 points, now we come to point number 10. He said, peeping through the window, veranda, etc. without a valid reason is something immoral which decent people always avoid. So look, as we are, the point here is discussing about the rights of husband and wife, and there's so many that are listed, and lot of us pay attention or particular attention to only those particular rights that we want to be fulfilled so that it can saturate our hearts or give us happiness just merely for the sake of only that we ourselves feel good. But look at the awliya Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at those that are connected to Allah, those who love Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most. Look at their thinking. Look at their fikr, that we tend to look right up there. We only focusing on the what is on top. We always looking at the branches. We looking at the leaves. But we forgetting what is right under this tree, the roots. So they focus there, that in order for us to know each other's rights, start from the basics. The basics must be perfect, and the foundation must be strong. The foundation should be solid. Then that particular husband, will be a right husband that will know exactly how to fulfill the rights of a wife. You come to point number 11, say, act upon the mother in Amat and rigidly make Attar's daughter act accordingly. So we want each other's rights to be fulfilled. Amira in the Sunnah, he focused that first thing, the very first thing that you require is the intention must be right. For what reason did you get married? And what were your intentions to get married? And with what mindset you had? And were you fulfilling the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when you got into this marriage? And is yourself being in this marriage to fulfill each other's rights as well as ensuring that you protect your iman by doing so, so that you end up protecting your iman and yourself, you become a pious person? Was this the reason that you got married? So it will start from the very beginning. And if we have this mindset, and if this is the target and the goal, then you'll find that very, or if not less, problems come in. And even if the problem do come, because we are in this world to be tested, the way to resolve them is one that requires that we ourselves go to the right sources. And Amira Ahl Sunnah has given us such a beautiful way, the Madani Na'amat. So he says, act upon the Madani Na'amat and be rigid to your family. I make dua that also inshallah Azza wa Jalla become rigid and I become strong in this, so that we want that peaceful environment. We want that true, genuine love. The love that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with his beautiful Azwaj Mutahharat. The love that the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam had with their wives. The love that the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in had with their wives. The love that the pious Salafus Salihin, the Awliya Allah Kiram, all these people that they had with their wives. That is the love we want. Not the love that we read from the romance books. The love that we find and see in the movies. What you should do, act upon the Madani Na'amat very strictly for yourself and more rigidly with your wife. So all that Amir Sunnah now say, if you act upon that, you'll find a very, very little problem or very less problems in your home. So wife, this is part of what she should do in order to fulfill the rights of the husband. Subhanallah. As we go along, you see how beautiful, and you can see that. You can begin to visualize and see what a nuraniyat environment that will come in your home. Believe me. Subhanallah, I can tell you from my humble personal experience, I've seen it myself. Not only I've seen, I've noticed that even in the home, that whenever you become strict with this and you yourself are fulfilling the Madani Na'amat, believe me, there's that sweet, beautiful, loving, true love, not love, true love because I want something from my husband or I want something from my wife because, okay, we say we have set a certain target, we want to fulfill a certain project. Now, if the home environment is such that that doesn't allow this, so we must create that this love. No, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul, Subhanallah. So, point number 12. Amir al-Sunnat, he says that every daughter, for her to make a mistake, or every wife, for her to make a mistake, it's human. It's a human nature. So you shouldn't mention her mistakes and shortcomings to your parents and family members. This condition, in this state, he said, it harms not only your status, it harms also your family status as well. And it leads, in addition, to the sin of backbiting. That's all what it creates. Then that circle of backbiting, it goes further and further instead of you trying to reform her properly. And as we mentioned, that if you follow the advice of Amir and Sunnat, be strong yourself, be firm on your Madani Na'amat, and herself, make sure she does fulfill her Madani Na'amat, and you'll find there will be success at home, and try to reform her properly. In case of failure, contact those that are pious, those that have got ilm deen, those pious ulama and pious elders, inshallah, you'll find your solution. Now let us look now at the 12 Madani pearls that Amir al-Sunnah give as an advice to the wives, what will be the rights that they should fulfill to their husband. how they're supposed to fulfill the rights of the husband. Amir Sunnat writes to obey every such order of the husband which is not contrary to the Sharia. So for a wife, number one is that it is important to obey every order of the husband as long as it is not something which is against the Sharia. So that is the first thing that a wife should know, that you observe, you obey every order of your husband. Number two, when your husband comes back home, stand up to welcome and say goodbye if your husband is leaving, and say goodbye to your husband and also as well as the in-laws. The wife should have the respect to honor the husband when he comes home by welcoming him. Not that you find, like in today's time, you find the wife, she's seated on the sofa, on the couch. The husband comes, she don't even barely look at him. She don't even welcome the husband. She hardly even take notice of his coming in the house, or, you know, try to relieve the husband of whatever particular tension or whatever, anything that he could have experienced during the day when he was away from home, etc. And as well as wishing the husband goodbye, etc. All that is part of what we learn from the Sunnah, that the wife should be welcoming of her husband. The wife should also bid farewell to the husband, etc., as well as in-laws. Number three, try to kiss your mother-in-law's hand at least once a day. That is to create that respect and honor for them and love, and as well as it breeds and it increases their love and muhabbat for them, for the in-laws. Point number four for the wife is honor your father and mother-in-law like your parents. Many modern pearls you can learn from many awliya Allah Azza wa Jal, many ulama'i karam, etc. So let us try and go to the root, as we mentioned in the beginning, that by going to the basics, fulfilling the basics, and try to ensure that we strengthen and reinforce the basics, we'll find that actually the true love, the love which we have, and that good peace and love and harmony in the home is one that is connected to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In that we'll fulfill each other's rights. May Allah Azza wa Jal always make us to have true love for each other according to way Allah Azza wa Jalla want us, because He's the one that has enjoined us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bring in every home and house throughout the Muslim world true love, muhabbat, true affection, and true peace and love and harmony in their homes. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.